So we're going to continue thinking a bit about covenant now, and this is our theme for Lent. So if you haven't got one already, and when you head out today, you can grab a book, a little blue booklet at the back of church, which has the stuff we're looking at as the series goes on. But I want to talk to you a bit about a very, very weird, gruesome story about Abraham. Does anyone mind kind of slightly icky stories? No, we're okay. Good. That's what I like to hear. So I'm going to need some help with this. So before I talk to you about Abraham and what he does in Genesis chapter 15, I want to talk to you a bit about how people in the ancient Near East made agreements. So today, if you want to make an agreement, so you want to buy a house or you want to do something, you need normally a very expensive solicitor. Anyone experience that? You need to pay lots of money. There's lots of, no, and they're excellent people, solicitors, aren't they? They're all legal people, marvellous all round. And people of integrity and wisdom. And you pay them large amounts of money and they do lots and lots of paper to make things work. But in the ancient world, things were a lot more straightforward, if a bit more gruesome. So I want you to imagine for a moment that I am a noble king in the ancient Near East. I am a wise and fearless leader. And I have recently been doing battle with Ollie, who's the king of an aggressive tribe, who's mightier and more powerful than us. So Ollie, would you stand up? So now, because Ollie is so much more hench than I am, as is clearly demonstrated, he sadly defeated me in battle. And I know, I was disappointed too. And so we've been defeated, and now we need to make an agreement to work out what's going to happen. So Ollie, would you stand at the back here? And this is how Ollie and I would go about doing this. So Ollie holds all the cards here. I've been defeated. And so we'd agree the terms. So Ollie, every year I will give you 50 sheep and an IKEA voucher. And we agree that we were wrong to attack your lands. We're very sorry. We won't do it again. Is that okay? You agree with that? Brilliant. And in return, you hold all the cards, but you won't attack us anymore. You'll let us live in peace, provided we keep to our terms of this covenant, this agreement. Now, to make sure this is, we don't need a solicitor. We need something else to make this work, okay? So I'm going to need some animals. So anyone here know how to make a cow noise? Anyone make a cow noise? Who was that? Rich, brilliant, well volunteered, thank you. So Rich, would you come down here? You're going to be a young heifer. You make a lovely heifer, well done. So well done. And then say we'd also get some others, because animals were a sign of wealth and a sign of significance. Archie, would you come here? Would you be up for being a ram for me? A sheep? No thanks. Herbie, do you want to be a sheep? Yeah, great, good lad, come on. Come on up. What noise do sheep make? Yeah, excellent, that'll do. You go down here. Bravo. So you can go on the floor. You're a sheep. Behave yourself. And then we might get also a goat. Goats were a big deal in the ancient world. Anyone do goat noises? No one's going to do it now because they know what's going to happen to them. Cassidy, can you make a goat noise? No? No? Lexi, you're a goat. That'll do. But Lexi's a goat. She's running around. And then we might get a pigeon and a dove as well, just for the full set. And then what we do, and it's going to be hard with Lexi, but probably better for health and safety, is, and I'm sorry if you're a vegetarian or vegan, but I'm going to chop them all in half. So a chop. So Rich, you're now split in two. Herbie, I'm chopping you in half. Is that okay? Excellent. Chop, you're in half. Lexi's very mobile, but she's in half over there as well, as a goat. And there's some pigeons and birds. So they now lie either side of the path between us. Now, what we do is I'd say, oh, great and mighty King Ollie, you have all wisdom and might. You have the big biceps and the powerful army. I pay homage to you. And I'm so sorry for what we did. I agree every year to give you X number of sheep, an IKEA voucher, and occasional hospitality tickets to Dorking Wanderers. And that's the terms of the agreement. Now, what I do as the weaker party is I'd walk through the carcasses with the blood flowing in the middle. It's not very nice, is it? We'll stick to lawyers, I think, from now on. But I walk between these carcasses, and very good being deceased, Herbie, marvellous. And I'd say, Ollie, if I don't keep my terms of this covenant, May I be like these deceased animals. May my blood be shed, my lifeblood be spilled if I don't keep the terms of this agreement. And all the gods have paid witness to this solemn agreement between us. If I don't keep my promises, this is what should be done to me. Agreed? Now Ollie's agreed that. Now he doesn't need to give me any homage, but just to finalise the deal, he'd then walk through and say, if we don't keep our terms of the covenant, if I attack you while you're still keeping your side of the treaty, may it be done to me, may my blood be shed. So is that okay, Ollie? That seems like a good agreement to me so far. That's brilliant. Can I have the clicker, Cassidy? Fantastic. Okay, you can go back to the back of the room. So that's what would happen. Two noble kings, various things happen. Chop, chop, chop. Blood, but stay there, Rich. I need you there. And so that's what happened. Now, in Genesis 15, and you can read this afterwards, and if you want to find out more about how this works, on the pub, in the village pub at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, we're going to be unpacking this in a bit more detail over a beverage of your choice. So if this sounds weird, come along and find out more, because we had some really interesting chats the last few weeks. So 8 p.m. Wednesday, or come to women's group on Tuesday morning as well, or indeed the Wednesday communion at St. John's, 10 a.m. We're going to unpack this slightly gruesome thing together. So now what happens in Genesis 15 is that this is the setup. So God agrees this covenant with Abraham and this promise that through him, all the nations on earth will be blessed, which is a huge promise that God will not give up on us as human beings. No matter what we do, he will not give up on us. He will love us no matter what. So what happens, Ollie, you can sit down now, because I no longer need a king, because I need God to be there, and I feel you're great, but you don't quite live up to being the Almighty. So Abraham got all the animals ready. So he slayed the heifer, he slayed the heifer, he slayed the goat and the ram, he got rid of the pigeons, he chased off vultures when they came, and then he falls into a deep sleep, and God gives him a vision of what's going to come in the coming centuries, that his descendants would be many, they'd be taken to a foreign land, but God would not give up on them, just like he won't give up on you and me. And then something really, really weird happens. Because do you remember what the deal was? The weaker party in an ancient covenant would then walk between the slain beasts. That's exactly what meant to happen. And so what should happen now is Abraham should walk between the animals and say, God, creator of the cosmos, we are not worthy to make an agreement with you. You can destroy the world like that. You spoke and the world came into being. Now, if I don't follow you with all I am, if my descendants aren't faithful to you, God, then may me and my descendants, may our blood be spilt like these animals. May we be like these carcasses. May our blood be shed if we don't keep our side of this agreement. Does that make sense? That's exactly how it's meant to work. And Abraham knew that. But instead, when Abraham wakes up from his sleep, something really weird happens. I mean, it's already been pretty weird. Rich is lying on the floor of church, for one thing. So it's already strange. But something really, really weird happens. Abraham looks out, and a flaming torch and a kind of cauldron appears at the other side of the corridor of animal carcasses. And this flame passes through and approaches towards Abraham. And fire, if you think of them, how God encounters Moses, fire represents the holiness, the presence of God. And it's as if God is saying, well, no, it is God saying, that, well, this is what's going on, I think. God's saying to Abraham, to his descendants, to all who would follow, to every part of humanity, I will not give up on you. I have this vision for why I created you. I created you for creativity and wonder and love and life and awesomeness. I created you for goodness, to know life in all its fullness and to be with me and to care for this planet. I created you for this reason. And I'm calling Abraham and his descendants to be a witness to what it can look like if humanity will walk in my ways. But if you don't keep this side of the covenant, if you don't follow me, if you make mistakes, if you run away, if you're unfaithful, if you're unkind, if you carry on bad patterns of behavior, God says, then may my blood be shed in your place. May I be like these animal carcasses. May my body be broken for you so that you can have life and life in all its fullness. God says, I will not give up on humanity, even if it means that my very own blood needs to be shed so that you can have relationship with me. I can't begin to tell you how awesome and weird and wonderful this promise is. And if you've ever thought the God of the Old Testament is unpleasant and unkind and judgmental, but Jesus is all nice and lovely, and then know that from the very beginning, the pattern God sets is that he lays down himself so that we can know life. He offers to sacrifice himself so that we can be who we were called to be in the beginning. God says, may my blood be spilt, my body broken, so that you can be all that you were called to be in the beginning. So that all that you get wrong, every mistake, every broken thing, every piece of heartbreak, every bit of injustice and misogyny and hatred that runs against who you're meant to be as human beings, so that it can be washed and made white as the snow. That's what's going on in this first covenant God makes with us. God will not give up on you, no matter who you are and what you've done. He will find a way to love you. He will offer his blood so that you can know forgiveness and grace.